And we're talking with Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply. It's getting to that time now when the snow's pretty much gone and we're cleaning up the yard and everything. But the house itself, we got to look at some stuff and check it out and make sure that, well, in particular, the roofs.
Absolutely. Wow. And it's time for the, you know, everybody puts spring cleanup on their signs. And what we say is you got to take a spring walk around.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to take a look at your house. For instance, I was visiting my daughter the other day, and one of the neighbors found a shingle, a roof shingle, on the ground.
Uh-oh.
And she said, what do I do with this? And I said, well, you know, obviously it came off the roof, but they're in a condo-type situation, so they pay a fee for that sort of service. So I told her, I said, most times you just call the condo company and say, hey, you know, I found this coming off the roof. So they'll go up and inspect it. But we tell everybody to take a walk around their house. And the roof is one of the things you're looking at. Now, this lady, let's assume she was in a house, did not have the wherewithal to go up on the roof and see what's going on.
Yeah. And that's important because, you know, not everybody, I mean, you might have a ladder. Most people who are homeowners have a ladder, but is it tall enough? Is it sturdy enough? And are there enough places for you to get up there? And more importantly, are you fit enough to get up there? Because it's not easy.
At my age, I don't like to use the words fit enough.
Yeah, I suppose, but still.
But I do like to use what you just said. You got a ladder, and is it the right ladder? Is it in service? Is everything okay? And most importantly, do you have a second person to foot that ladder?
The spotter.
So that it doesn't slide out from under you, because if you're like me, every once in a while these videos pop up of some guy halfway up a ladder and it falls off the roof and down he goes. But at any rate, what we want to do is, the roof to us is one of the most important areas. And it's an area where this past winter is probably not a good example because it was a relatively easy winter. But if you're one of those people that said, I think I can get one more winter out of my roof, maybe it is time to take another look.
Yeah.
And we want people to go up there and take a look at what's going on. This poor lady with the roof shingle that's laying on the ground, chances are it just popped up with what we call fish mouthing, and the nails popped up and lost their traction at some point with an ice dam, and it just got pulled off the roof. Fairly easy repair, but you do not want that to be a phone call to your insurance company where you've got to claim $10,000 worth of interior damage because you did not address that problem.
It's true, because not addressing it just leads to more problems down the road.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that happens around your house, it can wait. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a door that doesn't work right, so you leave it open. You get a cabinet that the door hinges are broken, you take the door off the hinges. These are not critical things. You get a leak in a bathroom vanity and you have three bathrooms, you can turn the water supply off to that, and you can repair it at your leisure, so to speak. I don't like to do that. But with a roof, if you've got some degradation and if you've got some holes in the roof, then that is something that needs to be addressed right away.
Yeah, because that'll cascade and get worse.
It definitely will. And what you need to realize is if you're dealing with a roof that was 20 or 30 years old, chances are our systems have changed, and the roof is a perfect example of a system. And we'll give you some ideas here. These aren't for you to write down and remember, but the concept of a system is something you need to have in mind. So when you ask somebody to make a repair, then you'll know what they're talking about. You know, at the beginning, you have a solid layer of roof sheathing, which is plywood. Water doesn't penetrate plywood well. But plywood's four feet by 8 feet, and it's got seams. And water loves any way to get into the house.
And it finds it, too.
It always finds it. If you wanted the water to go into the house, it wouldn't.
That's right.
If you don't want it, it'll be in there when you need it. So on top of that, then the drip edge goes. And this is a metal piece around the edge that keeps the water flowing off the roof and falling away from the roof. And then you get a waterproof membrane. Now, when you go back 25, 30 years, these weren't always used. These were felt paper, which degrades over time. And from the number of houses in the North Country I've seen with that for siding, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
But you can bet that that has been a felt paper roof, then you can bet that that's been there a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be a waterproof membrane there, and everybody's using it. It's ice and water shield, whatever you want to call it. Anything done in the last 20 years has been done with that, unless it's a real cobble job, and that's a subject for a different day. And then you get a layer of starter shingles, and now using the ICO's terminology, ICO's one of the companies, it's called leading edge.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be you just turned a shingle over and put it down upside down along the edge of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a special shingle for it, and it actually costs more money, but it's more efficient, and you get twice as much out of one shingle that you used to. Then you need shingles are applied per the manufacturer's recommendations. Guys, are you listening to me now?
You listen close.
Because I got to tell you, when I put a roof on a little shed I built, the last thing I did was read the manufacturer's recommendations, and I've been in the business longer than I care to admit, and that's the wrong time to read the directions.
Well, I had a friend who had a new roof put on about 4 years ago, and it started leaking like 2 years later, and it turns out they used the wrong nails. You have to use a certain type of nail with this type of roof, and it was leaking right through because they had pierced in the wrong place.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that have changed. And, you know, the felt paper, tar paper is a good example. Over the years, systems have changed. Systems have gotten better. And you got to get in step with that. If you're you haven't done a roof in a while, you need to at least read what the package says.
Well, one of the things I find interesting about the waterproof membrane, people don't understand that. And basically, it's a rubber membrane. So if you push a nail through it, it actually seals itself. And this stuff started out in World War II, I believe, as a liner for airplane gas tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got shot up, chances are the tank would seal itself up or come pretty darn close so you didn't lose all your fuel in 5 minutes.
That's right. You had a chance to get home.
Yeah. So in a lot of cases, you got a shingle that's blown off the roof. You may not have a leak because of that waterproof membrane.
That's right.
And especially if somebody's used the wrong nails. If those nails are backing out or if they were put on with a gun that had too much power, it's basically shooting the nail through the shingle. And that may not manifest itself for a couple of years. So that is dangerous. But then you got ridge vents. You got hip and ridge shingles instead of cutting the old shingles. And if the old timers, anybody with my hair color remembers cutting the corners off the tabs and then bending them over the hip or the ridge.
Right.
And those things are a thing of the past. We just don't need to do that anymore. Now, I will tell you a caveat: if you're in a situation like you found yourself 4 years ago and you need to put on a roof, I highly recommend, if you're going to go with an asphalt / fiberglass shingle, which most of us will, then I highly recommend you go with what's called an architectural shingle instead of the old three tabs. Everybody put the three tabs on because they were cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cheap, easy, quick, done. Architectural shingles have come so far, they are two layers at least glued together as one shingle.
Wow.
And they tend to look like colored wooden shingles on the roof.
That's an improvement, I guess.
What they do is they change the water patterns of the water running off your roof. The old three-tab shingles used to wear out in between the tabs. The shingle below would get worn out. Now the water is convoluted. It can't go straight down the roof. It has to keep going left, right, left, right, left, right. Plus, there's any deviation in the installation of the shingle is covered. You can't see it. So now everybody goes, now they're too expensive. Like right now, Cambridge and Dynasty Shingles are our two main sellers, let's say, most popular ones. One's about $41 a bundle, and the other one's about $45 a bundle. A bundle covers a third of a square. So you're looking at $15 a square more for the better shingle. And three tabs now, if you could even still get them. A lot of places don't carry them. They special order them.
Oh, my.
Yeah. They're going to be about $32 to $34 for a bundle.
So it's really not that big a price difference.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's say you need 15 square shingles, and a square is costing you $15 or $20 more. So let's call it $20. That's $300 more for a roof that's going to cost you well into the thousands. The only thing that changes is the price of that shingle. The look and the performance that you get out of an architectural shingle is far superior. So both those shingles, by the way, Cambridge and Dynasty, have what they call a limited lifetime warranty. And if you ever want to know what that means, read a tire warranty.
I have.
That, I'm going to call that a joke. But what it means is that for the first couple of years, usually they'll cover the shingle and labor to fix it. After that, it's prorated just like a tire.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them exhibit the confidence from the manufacturer that they're not going back there for a long, long time, and chances are we're going to outlive that shingle.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it and a good way to think about it.
So I guess the bottom line advice for a homeowner is, number one, look into the system. What is the system for your shingles? If your roof is 30 years old or more, you probably do need a new roof. And now you got to decide, do you take the old one off or do you go right over it? You can typically go over one layer of shingles. Anything more than that, they got to come off.
It's a weight.
Yeah. At least understand the system. So when you get a quote, and I'm talking to most of the people who are not in a position to do their own roof. You're going to hire somebody to do it. When you get a quote, you'll know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And don't ever get just one quote.
Never. No.
Two or three quotes. And I will, here's a caveat for you. I will not more than 50% of the time take the lowest price. I feel that the lowest price might not be the best value.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ask the two with the higher prices, why should I spend more money with you?
That's a good way to put it. And ask the questions, because that's most important about it. If you don't know the answer, well, you're shooting in the dark.
Yeah, you're absolutely shooting in the dark. And what you're doing is you're throwing away your own money. Most people will pay attention when they're talking about their wallet.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, it's great talking about this, and hopefully we've got some folks that are going to think about their roofs and check things out.
And you check around the perimeter of the house, make sure everything's okay while you're doing it.
That's right.
It's just so easy to be proactive and so expensive and tough to be reactive.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we always say, please, everybody, stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Bob. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week.